Nesfalt að sjá gæla gísir að sjána hans Danny Ward en sjá agus sjána hóni le chrísla as ma hei ég hvað sér kóld að yrja ma hei ég minan be Danny
Mara mina.
right so bí gæla gæla orði gæla hei Danny en jörum marni gæla hei ég gæla mynd gæla nann kóra gæla við merla Danny explain to me your dad you said was a good native speaker Gaelic speaker and your mum wasn't or
My dad was a good speaker of Gaelic. They wanted my dad at one time way back, like after the head school stopped, they wanted him like to go to the school and teach Irish. Like, you know.
He was good at it then.
He was good at it. But he didn't go, like, you know, he wasn't a forward man like that, like, he didn't go. He was too busy at home anyway because he was taking up the building himself and he was very interested in that type of work, like, you know, because he started off when he was 16 years of age, like, you know. He got a house built, like the old house that my son renovated, like, when he came from the States. And it was a rushing slit that was used on it. There were slit quarries and rushing, or maybe a dozen of them in rushing, like. And the slits, they would be lifted in slabs, and then they were all split, like, into maybe half inch, three quarters, or some of them. They were big slits, maybe some of them as long as that there, maybe 3 feet long.
They would be trimmed down nicely, just.
They would be trimmed down, yeah. Yeah. Myself and him, we done buyers way down in Moreau, where that Jimmy Stewart has the place now. If you look down there, you'll see slit roofs, old slit roofs, like, you know, on buyers. Well, he done all that, like, you know.
So your dad then trained, he was a natural stonemason, like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So tell me about your youth. You went, first of all, to school in...
I went to school at 4 years of age. And I went on the bare feet. I went in the summertime to school, like, you know. And I remember the man next door, like, he kept about 3 sows, like, you know, pig sows. He used to raise a lot of young pigs. And one of his sows used to follow me. I'll be on my own coming home because we'll get out at 2 o'clock. And that was an awful siege. I used to go away maybe a quarter of a mile out of the way and, you know, cross ditches and whatnot, and through bush hedges and whatnot to get away from this pig. I was afraid of the pig,
you would be.
Then I got home anyway. Well, then when I got into first class, like, when I got away from infants, like, I was okay because the rest of the scholars were worth me going to school and coming home, you know.
What and was that, the name of the school, Danny?
Moreau School.
Moreau School.
Moreau School. The old school is still there. It's right. A dwelling now. It was for sale there. They wanted 420,000 for it. That was before this recession. I don't suppose they ever got it.
I don't think they'll get that amount of money now.
I don't think they will.
No.
I don't think they will.
But Danny, did you like school?
I did like school, yes. I went to school every day. I seldom missed any time from school. And the mistress, she used to come up to teach us when the master wouldn't be there. But she couldn't do the sums, like, you know, that were in third and fourth and up to sixth. And there was an eighth standard that time. But she couldn't do them sums. But we could do them, you know. And I used to go around with a book correcting them, like, you know. You got the answers in the book. And you got the number of the sum, like, in the sum book, like, and then you got the number in the answer book, like, you know, and you corrected the sum. You just put a stroke, the sum was okay. And then if there wasn't, you put an X on it, you know. And Reading. I'd done a lot of reading at school. I would be a good reader, like, you know. I still read a lot. I read everything, like, you know. I've read a book there, like, about a man from, where was he from? He was from Port Salon or someplace down there. No, he was from Letchermack Ward. And they talked, like, about the time that he grew up there. I could give you the book.
Ah, well.
You might be able to take a Shanahy out of it.
Yeah, well, we'll do that later. But, Danny, you liked school quite a lot. But
Yes.
The teachers, some of them. Who was your headmaster then?
There were only the one master in it. And he was the headmaster. First of all, he was there was a Master McDermott. He was from Burnfoot, way down. But he was a very good level-headed teacher. And he helped two sisters of mine, like, because they said they'd be going over to England to do nursing. And he took them to his house, like in Dunfanaghy, for private tuition. And he made a real good job of them. And didn't charge them nothing.
Very good. He was helpful.
He was helpful. But then this Master McLafferty came along, and he knew more about hitting you than he did about teaching. And he wasn't a good teacher. And he was a crabbit wee bugger as well. He was smaller even than me. Like, about half a head smaller than me. You know, and we used to play football with him. And I think he played on the county team at one time. It was nearly all schoolmasters and that played on the county team at that time. Because I played a lot of Gaelic football myself, like, but I was never on the county team. But anyway, he was there for a number of years. And then he married a woman away down about Burt or someplace down there. So he went, he got a job in a school down there. And then we got this Master Doherty, Joe Doherty, from Burton Port. His father was a fisherman. And Joe would have been a fisherman as well. But anyway.
But he had not much interest in teaching.
He had no interest at all in teaching. I told you the last day about him training us to be soldiers. He had us out with brushes and mops and whatnot. Training was it like? You know,
he was in the LDF.
He was in the LDF, right. Like, you know, and he and us, we were fully fledged, like, we were ready to go.
Trained regiment,
yes. And if you weren't standing straight, he'd hit you. He'd use his boot and hit you on the backside. Oh, he was a thick man. Oh.
So you left school kind of early enough then?
Well,
then
14 was the leaving age. If you were going to secondary school, like, you know, you would leave at 14 anyway. But there were no money to send me to secondary school, like, you know. And it was only teachers' families and that went to secondary school in them days.
Those who had the money just to...
Those that had the money, like, you know. And I had... as well as having the money, they had the know-how to get in there and all, like, you know. They knew people, like, you know, that were in there and that, like, you know.